On today's Domain Sherpa Review, Amar Kuba, Drew Rosner, and Shane Coltra discuss Amar's 1975 Bronco, nonprofits as domain buyers, recommendations for an investor, and a few great picks to watch at auction. Stay tuned. Hey, Sherpa Network. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Tess Diaz, executive producer of DomainSherpa.com, and this is the Sherpa Review. This is a show where we get into the minds of successful domain name investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become better investors ourselves. We'll have three segments to the review. We'll start off learning what the Sherpas recently bought and sold. Next, we'll discuss in value an investor-submitted domain name portfolio. And finally, we'll preview some domains going to auction soon at namejet.com and whether the Sherpas think they're a good investment opportunity for you. Joining us today on Domain Sherpa Review are three past Sherpas and industry thought leaders. We have Amar Kuba, domain name investor, serial entrepreneur, and angel investor. Andrew Rosner, CEO of domain brokerage firm MediaOptions.com, and Shane Coltra, publisher of the blog DSAD.com, and owner of the Country Arbors Nursery in Illinois. Sherpas, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi, Tess.
It's great to have you back, Amar. This is our first interview together, but I've always enjoyed your interviews on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back. It's been a while. I was waiting for Andrew to ask, but you know.
We were waiting for you to get dressed in that Muhammad Ali costume.
Right. Or,
what do you call it? Not costume.
Robe.
Robe. Sure.
In his official robe. And you purchased that at a domain auction, right?
That is right. I bought that, I don't know, it's been like probably 6 or 8 years at the Playboy Mansion. They were doing a charity auction.
It wasn't the one where everybody got Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bought Legionnaire's disease.
It was one of those, but I don't know if it was that, because they did it 2 or 3 years in a row there.
Yeah.
And, the Legionnaire's 2 or 3 years in a row?
No, the auction. And I also bought a Kobe Bryant jersey. So I bought both of those two things, which is hanging up here, but I'll show you that next time.
Wear it next time.
It's framed.
I'm sure you can work that out.
Right. I personally believe in using the things that you you purchase, not making a trophy out of them. I'd be rocking that robe if I were you. I would walk around with boxing gloves and that robe on.
Yeah, and Andrew's the only one that washes.
Like, why are you wearing that? I'd be like, is this shit with Muhammad Ali, bitch?
The last person
to wear this robe was Muhammad Ali. That's why
I think about it. I tell you what. Let's JV on it, and then I'll take it out of the frame, and we'll 6 months a year we'll switch off.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm in. All right. I like how you guys are coming up with deals here already. Last show, Amar, you mentioned you were selling a 75
Bronco.
And I love it. Mike right away was like, anybody want it? And Drew was like, hey, I know, guys. So right. Did you sell it? Did you sell it?
Like all things, I take too long. I put all the paperwork together now because I have, 10 years of receipts on it and everything to show how much is invested and all that. Got all the pictures. And now I have a few people that are interested.
Nice.
I have not sold yet.
All right. You giving Mike Seiger a commission for advertising it?
It actually wasn't through the show.
How much do you want? Because I actually do have a guy that literally wants that car.
65.
Okay.
Shane, you want to get in on that?
I forgot what year it was.
It's a 75.
75.
They go from anywhere from like 30K for kind of a really crappy, nothing done to it example. And then there's some of them that'll go up to like, 150, 200K. So mine is like totally done and really nice, but, it could probably use like 5 to 10K of work. And then I think you probably get it in that 6-figure range, but I just, I got a new Defender and that's my baby now. And so the Broncos is moved to the
loyalty switches quickly with cars.
Yeah. Right.
Nice. You guys ready to jump into the first segment?
Yeah,
sure.
All right, we're going to jump in. What's new Sherpas? Where the Sherpas share one purchase or sale they've made over the past few weeks, and we get to learn what they paid or received for the domain, why they thought it was a good deal, and how the negotiations progressed. I'm going to lead you through the questions, but the other Sherpas will get to comment during the process as well. This segment will go Amar, then Shane, then Drew. Amar, what's one domain you personally bought or sold in the past few weeks? Tell us the domain name and not the price yet.
Yep. The domain is vrai.com.
Okay. And, V like Victor, vrai.com.
Yep. I bought that. I was the buyer.
Okay. And are you thinking virtual reality, artificial intelligence?
Well, are we talking about why right now, or are we going to talk about why later?
Yeah. You got to wait.
You're right. Sorry.
Who gets, Drew, you go first. I always go first.
All right. I'm going to say 10 grand. I'm going to say nine grand. I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's a grid four letter. Clearly virtual reality, artificial intelligence are going to, you know, intersect. I think that's probably, I'm going to say 10 grand. I'm going to say nine.
Don't you wish you could purchase something and have it divided like a piece of land? Like divided at vr.com and AI.
Making the condos.
I like the name too a lot. You know, I always say this, so I got to be honest, even when it's Amar purchasing, and I think that companies like brands more than they do the actual name. So I think, you know, somebody's going to be, you know, Balloon VR, you know, just something that they like the brand more than the straight, but you are getting both of them. I'm going to say 15. I say you pay a little more from that because it is it's about as hot a market as you get besides crypto. So I'll say 15,000.
Okay. So I agree with you. I'm definitely more of a brand guy myself. And so I agree 100%. In this case, why I like the name was because it's VR and AI, and I believe they're going to intersect, and I believe it can actually become a brand because it's pronounceable. And then the other thing is, it's a French word. It means true in French. So I kind of have two outs. I have a French company that wants to buy it that's a great brand. I mean, imagine true.com, right?
Yeah. So,
It's true in French, and it's the VR and the AI, you know, convergence. So I think it's kind of a name with a lot of potential, and the best would be a French company that wants to do VR and AI. But
and there's another one too, like just the RAI, mm-hmm. I believe means king.
Oh,
So you've got like V, mm-hmm. king.
Yeah.
You know, those are always the names that I love buying, is where you've got multiple outs.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, if it's not going to work in this avenue, we've got an alternative, right? You're not, you know, some names you're just pigeonholed, and it's like you think it's great for that market,
yeah.
But then that market rejects it, and you're sitting there holding the bag. So multiple avenues puts a risk premium on the value.
Yeah. So I paid six.
Great get.
Yeah, that's great, Bob.
Sorry.
Yeah,
congrats. Did you say a minute ago that it was a pronounceable?
Well, in French, it's a word. It's vrai.
Oh, okay.
Do you speak French?
I think it's pronounceable in English too. Not as nicely as in French, but you know. So, but an English person, an English speaking company would be buying it for those two things, you know, a company that's, you know, bringing AI to virtual reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Do you speak French? And even if you don't, can you try to pronounce it in French?
Yeah, I do speak French, not well, but I took a lot of French in school. So it's vrai.
Okay.
It's probably not coming across correctly, but vrai. Yeah. Vraiment.
We won't hold it against you because none of us speak French.
Mais oui. So speaking of French, bonjour.com is coming up on the internet, but the reserve is pretty high.
A little high.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so tell us more. Where did you buy this? How did it come across your desk?
It came to me through a broker who is not a well-known broker, and but he's a guy that I don't remember if I bought names from him in the past or he was inquiring about one of my names, but kept in touch, and he sent me a few different names in an email, and that was one of them. And actually, the other one I liked too, but that was already sold by the time I was negotiating on it.
So, okay. And so he just reached out privately, and so $6,000 for including then his commission.
Right.
What was the initial asking price? Did he present it with asking prices?
I think it was around 10, if I recall correctly. I don't remember exactly, but I think it was around 10, maybe 10 or 12. And I don't recall exactly, but we went back and forth a little bit. And I think I offered 5, and he said, you know, the guy, we went back and forth for a little while. It took a few days. And then he followed up with me. He said, we have an offer that's higher than what you're offering, but they want payments. I said, okay, I'll pay cash. And we did the deal at 6.
All right. They needed payments at 5?
No, they wanted payments at a higher number.
Oh,
they were offering payments at a higher number.
Okay,
the seller just wanted the cash. They didn't want to wait.
Yeah.
Good. Well, congrats. It's a great name. I want to see what happens with it. I really like the play, especially because it's virtual reality and it goes with true. That's extra medium.
It's 6K that you can break. You can take half away and you're still fine.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
6K doesn't. You can throw out the French. It doesn't even matter. That's just a bonus. It's 6K.
Yeah, I wouldn't sell that name for. I don't think I'd sell it for less than 50. So that's probably what I'd be. You know, maybe even more. Just depends. We'll see how it plays.
Hopefully, that French company doesn't watch this.
Right. Yeah. Well, it could take me 3 years.
Yeah,
that's true. So we'll see which you sell first, your 75 Bronco or VRAI.com.
The Bronco is going to be gone in the next couple of weeks, I think.
All right, Shane, you're up. What's one domain you personally bought or sold in the past few weeks? Tell us the domain name and not the price.
Okay, since I'm always the weirdo in the group, I bought 123.io. 123.io.
I was bidding against you on that one.
Oh, you bastard.
Well, can clearly you're not a weirdo if he agrees.
Tell me this, though. If you were bidding against me, who was my username? That was the funniest part of the whole auction. We'll talk about that.
You know, I don't remember. It went to beyond a certain point. I'm just like, you know.
This was the 123.io?
123.io,
I was bidding against you, too.
You're killing me.
I don't remember what it ended at, though, but I was really on the fence on that one.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good name. What price?
All right, I don't remember exactly what it went for. I'm going to say $5,000.
I don't remember. So, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter if I remember or not.
I think I bailed out at 3 or something.
I actually think it went higher. I'm going to say 6. But I don't
remember. Poker face.
Yeah. Trying to remember. No, I know. All right. I got it for $3,500.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
And my username was not Adam Strong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That's right.
I put that all the way through. That's my usual one.
I think now I feel like you're lying because it's showing tomato.
Isn't it like 30? I switched to tomato lover for that auction. So I don't know if Mike likes me doing this, but I switched the name of my thing to.
Oh, you're screwed, man. You're about to endure 6 months of pain on NamePros. You're bidding with two aliases. You're fucked.
No, I'm changing every.
Your gig is up. You're done.
For tomato at tomato.io, I changed it to tomato lover to try and make the person think I was a big time tomato lover.
Wow. Yeah.
So you have the same account and you can just change your username?
You just change? Yeah, I mean, I can guarantee that's not going to be the case after this airs. Yeah.
Drew's username is pretty original.
Yeah. So you can change it mid auction if you want, which is.
What price did I bail out at?
You were the second bid.
Oh, I was?
Yeah.
Oh, you cost me like $800. Yeah, no, it's.
He cost you $33.
Okay, so here's the thing, Drew. Somebody hit the buy it now the next week at $31,000.
No. Wow.
yeah, and so.
Ask Seiger
about it. So here's the thing. So I bought it for that. 1 week later, I leave it up at a buy it now of $31,900. Someone hits it, it goes to escrow. Carson gets it. It says $28,700. I checked with Carson. I said, is this real? He said, I don't know. This guy just signed up. 2 days later, he approves it, hits the buyer, approves the transaction. 10 days later, he hasn't funded it. So I'm thinking it was total BS. But I mean, somebody went through a lot of effort to F with me. You know,
it's a good name.
Well, you know what? Here's what happened. Is it probably is a super legit real buyer, but because it's a .io, it's 99% somebody in the crypto space, and Bitcoin is off by 40% in the last week. So that's what's going on. I mean, you're talking about it's down 60-something% in a month. It's down 40% in a week. And so that guy's like just waiting until the price comes back so he can, you know, not sell off cheap Bitcoin. Yeah. That's what's going on.
Or take three Bitcoin for it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing is when it goes through buy it now on park.io, I don't have any control over it. He becomes the broker in the middle, so I don't have emails. I don't have any contact with the person.
Yeah.
I don't have any ability to do anything. That's, you know, Mike has to earn his 10% on that. And I said, man, I told Mike, I said, if this sells at that, you picked up $6,000 for nothing. Like,
nothing.
No, I shouldn't say nothing.
He's the winner on that. You know, it's like, He got the $3,500 on the sale.
Yeah.
At zero cost. And then he gets his 10%. Yeah, that's
and
good deal for money.
It didn't happen, so nobody wins. So right now I still have 123.io, but I'm not worried about it. I like the name a lot.
Hey, you guys want to split DL.io?
No, you might see DL Lover showing up on that option.
that's a great name.
Yeah, it'll be 3 to 5 probably, honestly.
Yeah.
So
distributed ledger.
With this guy, your buyer entering into escrow and then not moving forward, what are you thinking of doing, and what do all of you recommend doing or asking Mike, who's now the broker, Mike Carson, to do? Like, just leave it open and wait because you're guessing that it's a crypto pricing issue? Or to have a broker reach out and say we would accept Bitcoin.
It's worth a shot. I would definitely take the Bitcoin over the cash anyway. Especially if you can get it at a lower price, right? At a lower number. Maybe you take 4 Bitcoin instead of the cash. And even if if the price is currently a little lower, take 3 Bitcoin. You know, and just hold.
Well, he hasn't responded at all, but the only thing is he responded and said, is this real? Or I don't know how he worded it, but then they came back and approved the sale. And then he since emailed him saying, you know, you haven't funded and no response. He ghosted. So I'm going to just leave it open. If somebody else comes better, then I'll sell it. But,
Are you leaving it open in escrow too, though?
Pardon me?
You're leaving it open in escrow too?
Yeah, I think it isn't that time out after. I've never had it go that long, but I think it times out after a certain amount of time.
You can ask escrow to keep it open, but sometimes they want a response from the other party.
Yeah, if it times out, I'm going to let it time out. He can always go through the process again. No money's been exchanged, but I don't know. It may go up in price. Who knows?
Yeah. Now, if you were to reach out, like, I wonder if he hasn't said anything because he's like, frozen and doesn't know what to say, like, and doesn't realize that maybe he could offer Bitcoin or something. But would that affect your escrow agreement? Like, I mean, this could just be a question for a lawyer, but as brokers, would you guys say, like, no, if you reach back out and say, hey, is there a Bitcoin problem? I'll take Bitcoin. Would that make your agreement void?
Yeah, I take Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
Well, it's an interesting question, though. Like, she's saying, so, you know, you've got a binding agreement, right? And if you go back,
yeah, but good luck enforcing.
I'm not saying you're going to enforce, but still, it's like you go back and then you say, you know, you offer to change the terms of the agreement. Is it still binding? It is an interesting question because there are in certain circumstances, you know, where it would be enforceable.
It's still binding because you have a binding agreement and then you're discussing with the person, hey, if we both agree, we can change the terms of this agreement. But
if he's agreed to, is he by agreeing to the terms of escrow, is there legal recourse of somebody that's agreed to the purchase?
You have to agree terms of service.
So on this topic, so assuming that there is no binding agreement outside of escrow.
Yeah.
Simply both parties accepting escrow is not a binding agreement. And that is specifically laid out in their terms. An agreement in escrow does not represent a binding agreement. You must have a contract or an email or, you know, you need to have an agreement outside of escrow in order for it to be enforceable.
Yeah.
But like the email when the buyer clicked the button to buy it, not at escrow at park.io, would their terms be fine? I mean, maybe we should have a legal
term. It would be park.io's terms that would be
applicable.
Okay. All right. So kind of interesting. Okay. Well, that's a really, really good, really good buy no matter what happens with this.
So Mike's going to change the ability to change usernames and then come up with a nice legal binding button. I think some things are coming up here.
Coming down the pipe. Now, do you really change usernames to throw people off, or are you just having, like, I know when we do these reviews, you change your username 20 times during the show and it's hilarious.
Yeah, no, my username is always tied to my account. So legally, if I have any problems, the company can find out exactly who it is. So if I do something wrong, I'm easily traceable. But when it comes to an auction and tomato.io comes up and they see me bidding against Tomato Lover, it changes the game a little bit, you know, thinking, oh man, who's Tomato Lover and why does he like tomatoes?
Yeah, the only problem is that you also get some real, you know, some assholes that are like, you know, this guy's definitely going to buy it. Let's drive up the price on him.
Yeah. Well, I didn't end up buying it and I drove it the other direction. So yeah, it was just me and one guy from 600 all the way to 2000 plus. And I backed out. Tomato, I like, you know, obviously I'm in that industry, but I can think of other brands for $2,000 I can buy in .io. Mm-hmm. So,
all right.
Like, yeah, that's
lumber.
Yeah. I mean, some people have simple things that make them laugh, and changing a username was one of mine. I thought not Adam Strong. I'm the only one every time I sign in is not Adam Strong. I laugh.
I was gonna email Adam, and I'm like, dude, what's up with this?
Yeah.
Did you think that was him?
No, but I figured it was somebody messing with him, obviously. So
yeah,
but it would be funny if it was him.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't release this show, and we should have Adam on a panel and have him guess.
He knows exactly who it is. He knows all. I write comments in the newspaper under his name. I mess with him all the time.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, come on. He's a fellow Central Illinois guy. He can take, you know, Adam can dish it out with anybody. I guarantee he can take it too.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, Drew, your turn.
All right. Okay, we bought shut.com. Shut.com, like shut the door.
The front door.
Okay.
All right.
Who's first?
You can go first. I'll go second again. I already got my number, so I won't change it.
You are a second-class citizen.
In this group I am, but that's a good place to be.
I own secondclasscitizen.com, I think.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
No, the plural. I think I have the plural. Anyway, shut.com. So that is general, like at first blush, I would say it's a kind of a negative brand. So it has some negative connotation to it, let's say. Mm-hmm. But it can also be a very powerful brand. So like it's an open and shut case. It's, you know.
Closure.
Right. This is tough. I'm gonna say 15K. On the buying side. You said you bought it.
I'm right there with you. Yeah, he bought it. Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's a little tougher brand. Obviously, the word everybody knows, and that's worth that alone is worth something. But it's a little tougher. You know, instantly you don't go, "Oh, this is that." In my head, I had 22. I know your wheelhouse, so I'll say 22.
All right. So page 16. So you guys are really close.
Yeah.
16. And I totally agree with the assessment. So, I mean, at first I was like, you know, I think they were asking 30 or 35. And I was like, you know, it's, it kind of has this negative connotation. But then I was like Googling and checking out Crunchbase. And there's like a bunch of different applications that I liked. And at the end of the day, what I have found is that unequivocally, the most popular domains on the internet for brands are four-letter words. Mm-hmm. And if it's a four-letter word and it's easy to spell, eventually somebody wants it. Mm-hmm. And I've actually had luck with some of these weird four-letter words. Like I sold Icky.com, I-C-K-Y. I sold Icky.com.
I like Icky better than Shut, for sure.
Yeah, I'd take Icky 3-1 over Shut.
Okay. All right. Well, we sold it pretty well. And then we sold I think it was a Yuck, Y-U-C-K, Yuck.com to like a it was either Yuck or we had two. We had one that was another one that was like Yuck. And I sold it to a you know, ugly socks company. Mm-hmm. You made this like, you know, ugly Christmas sweaters and there's ugly socks. Yeah. I think actually they were going to make like really offensive socks. Socks that just say like, you know, awful things all over them.
Right.
And then there was another one even. Anyways, so I've had some success with those. And so, you know, for 16 grand, I said, all right, shut.com, you know.
Yeah, it's not 20, bad.
Like 20 something years old, like,
how did you come across this name? Where did you buy it? And did you find out why the original owner bought that 20 years ago?
So somebody brought me the name. Not a broker necessarily, but a guy who tracks down names and sometimes, you know, offers them. So I don't know what I don't even remember. I think I usually, you know, when I'm kind of doing my due diligence, I usually look at archive.org and who is history and stuff. So, but I don't right now. I don't remember what he was doing with it.
Okay. You bought it from the original owner?
I believe, again, I honestly don't remember right now, but I believe it was the original owner. I can look really quick. But I don't really remember the details because, you know, it was more of, you know, when the guy came down to 60, I think I offered 10, he came back at like 20 and I was like, you know, 15 and then it was 60 and I was like, just do it. You know?
Right. So, yeah. When it gets down to a certain price, all you're worried about is it's not stolen.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your whole job is to make sure it's not stolen. And then after that, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
106 million results, broad match.
Of Shut? Oh yeah, Shut's gonna, yeah. But there's certain words that it
could also be like a cybersecurity name.
Like, yeah, I was thinking a doorbell, like, you know, shut the front door. But yeah, that, you know what the great thing about names is, it doesn't really matter. Just let the person, whoever wants to buy it, knows what they want it for. You know, yeah. we can pretend like we know what it should be used for, but it doesn't matter because the people that come to us already have an idea and you just let them go with it.
But knowing what it could be used for gives you, you know, a good assessment of what it could be worth.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Certain industries are worth a lot more than others.
Yeah, so, you know, one that just sold, that caught my attention on Flippo was, I think it was Flippo, it might have been Sato, damn.com, D-A-M-N, like damn it.
Yeah.
And that sold for $65,000 in auction. And, you know, that's got a very clear negative connotation. And it doesn't pass the radio test. I mean, you know, damn can be D-A-M.
Unless you say it like this, damn.
Yeah, I don't see any negative connotation. Yeah, that's going to be
you scoot back when you by scooting back when you say, you know, there's an N on it. Damn.
Yeah, exactly.
This depends how you say it.
We could just shoot a commercial for it right now and send it over as a gift to the buyer.
Yeah. No, that's a good name. Although when you're paying that much, that's hard to, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, 65 for damn.com. I was like, you know. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
I'm paying 25% of that for shut.com.